For a long time, Manitou Springs enjoyed a budget windfall as the only city in El Paso County to allow recreational marijuana sales. But that changed in April when nearby Colorado Springs approved recreational sales. That's going to have a big impact in Manitou, as CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Well, this made me more paranoid.
Manitou Springs Mayor John Graham.
It's forced all our department heads and our city administrator to go back and sharpen their pencils.
Retail marijuana, Manitou's golden goose since it was legalized in Colorado in 2014. The rest of El Paso County said no thanks. Graham says Manitou's local monopoly and all the taxes it brought in felt a bit like winning the lottery.
But then using the money to pay off your house, pay off the car, pay off your credit cards.
To apply that metaphor to Manitou, it was like, okay, we have this extra money now. Who knows how long we will. Let's take care of the infrastructure needs we've been putting off.
We've been in a lot of reactive situations where there had been postponed or delayed maintenance, so we were able to catch up with some of that.
But Manitou's a historic town with historic infrastructure. The maintenance backlog is long.
We've got water mains and sewer pipes that are 60, 70 years old. They need to be replaced.
This month, city staff warned city leaders next year's general fund could be down nearly 30%, about $4 million. The reason, staff specifically pointed to the sharp downturn in retail pot taxes. Manitou used to have the only two local dispensaries for a county population of 700,000 people. Those days are gone. Colorado Springs now has 68 active retail pot licenses right next door. Graham says Manitou Springs isn't quite sure what to do yet.
We've been working very hard to come up with a more Spartan budget.
That means cutting back on those infrastructure fixes.
But even in the best economic conditions, we've probably got decades of work to catch up on. So it's a bedeviling project, you know.
The city council begins formal work on the 2026 budget in October. In Manitou Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.